to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. A flash flood warning is in effect until 6:45 this morning for a good portion of our listening area, including Douglas, Shawnee, Jefferson, Franklin, Osage, Leavenworth, Miami, Johnson, and Wyandotte counties. Meanwhile, a flood watch will remain in effect until 9 a.m. for a good portion of eastern Kansas, including the Kansas City Metro, Topeka, Lawrence, Emporia, Iola, Paola, and Fredonia. The Weather Service says a 50-50 chance for continued rain and thunderstorms is in the outlook for today. Some of these storms could produce additional heavy rainfall. A Kansas Democrat running for Congress is defying her own party's platform on transgender women playing women's sports. Zane Irwin has this report.
Nancy Boyda won the state's second congressional district in 2006. Now seeking re-election, she says transgender girls and women should not compete in girls and women's school sports. Bob Beatty, a political science professor at Washburn University, says the stance might help Boyda in the Republican-leaning district. But other issues like the economy, abortion, and immigration might matter more.
The transgender issue gets attention drastically disproportionate to how important most voters think it is when they cast votes.
Democratic primary challenger Matt Kleinman says school sports is a local issue. There are also five Republicans running for the seat. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Meanwhile, Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach is telling Kansas school districts not to enforce a new federal rule that prevents discrimination against transgender students. A federal judge has sided with Kobach and blocked that rule from taking effect. The rule would have barred discrimination against transgender students at schools and colleges that receive federal funding. The judge says the new rule would have allowed biological male students into girls' and women's locker rooms. This decision blocks the federal rule in Kansas and several other states that were part of the lawsuit. A Kansas business executive has pleaded guilty to illegally exporting sensitive American aviation technology to Russian companies in violation of U.S. sanctions. 56-year-old Douglas Edward Robertson of Olathe is the second Kansas business executive to plead guilty to the charges. Robertson entered his plea this week in U.S. District Court in Kansas City, Kansas. His sentencing is set for October 3rd. He's facing up to 65 years in prison. June's tax collections in Kansas were higher than expected. Total tax collections last month came in at $1.03 billion. That's $24 million, or 2.4% more than the estimate. The Kansas Department of Revenue reports that total tax collections are up 3.9% from June of last year. In Major League Baseball, the Royals bounced back, defeating the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 yesterday. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
4-3, trade.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We've got some flood warnings to pass along. A flash flood warning continues until at least 6:45 this morning for a good portion of our listening area, including southeastern Douglas County, southeastern Shawnee County, southern Jefferson, northeastern Franklin, northeastern Osage, southern Leavenworth, northern Miami, all of Johnson, and all of Wyandotte County. Meanwhile, a flood watch will continue until 9 a.m. for portions of eastern Kansas, including the Kansas City Metro, Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, Iola, Paola, and Fredonia. We have a 50-50 chance for showers and storms today, and some of those storms could produce additional heavy rainfall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies expected, and a high of 85 degrees. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, wet conditions, and 68 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll have news from around the world and across the state. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Happy birthday, America. It's 6:21. All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on KPR. Join your host, Laura Lorson. That's ATC, beginning at 3.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Flash flood warnings and flood warnings in effect in eastern Kansas this morning. More details right after this news from NPR.
Live from NPR News, the Caribbean Islands on Wednesday. The storm has left at least 8 people dead and damaged or destroyed hundreds of homes. This is NPR News in Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:31. Flash flood warnings continue for a portion of the KPR listening area, including southeastern Douglas, southeastern Shawnee, southern Jefferson, northeastern Franklin, northeastern Osage, southern Leavenworth, northern Miami, and all of Johnson and Wyandotte counties. This flash flood warning will continue until at least 6:45 this morning, so for the next 15 minutes. However, a flood watch is also in effect for this same area and other portions of eastern Kansas until 9 a.m. The flood watch applies to the entire Kansas City metro, Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, and points south. A Kansas Democrat is breaking ranks with her own party in the race for the 2nd Congressional District seat in eastern Kansas. Former Congresswoman Nancy Boyda, who held that seat 16 years ago, says it's unfair to allow transgender girls to compete with other girls in school sports. Bob Beatty is a political scientist at Washburn University. He says Boyda's stance might boost her electability in a Republican-leaning district.
It's something that I think would help a Democrat would be to be seen as more moderate in the general election.
Boyda's primary opponent is Matt Kleinman, who says that trans athlete issues should be handled locally. Western Kansas has the highest concentration of cattle in the state, but as Kaylin Moore reports, K-State University says temperatures in the area will exceed animal comfort levels this summer.
Cattle are easily prone to heat stress, which can affect their milk production and productivity, or even cause mass death. Feedlots are financial lifelines for some western Kansas communities, but the radiant heat from dirt and concrete makes their environment more dangerous for cattle than pastures. Will Milishowski, livestock instructor at Seward County Community College, says heat waves can be bad for the beef industry.
They still put a lot of money into those smaller towns and small communities. So with businesses bad for them, it can also be bad for the smaller towns as well.
To avoid significant loss, ranchers need to provide adequate shade and extra water, as well as air movement for the cattle. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The National Women's Soccer League has announced that CPKC Stadium on the riverfront will host this year's championship match on Saturday, November 25th. The NWSL is only halfway through the season, but the Kansas City Currents' record-breaking unbeaten streak shows the team could wind up in the championship game. In Major League Baseball, the Royals beat the Rays 4-2, the final score in Kansas City.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Kind of keeping an eye on the National Weather Service to see whether it will cancel or perhaps extend the various flash flood warnings and flood warnings that are currently in effect. So I'm going to go with what I know at this point. Flash flood warnings continue for Douglas, Shawnee, Jefferson, Franklin, Osage, Leavenworth, Miami, Johnson, and Wyandotte counties. That is the brunt of the KPR listening area. Now, these flash flood warnings for all of these counties were to remain in effect until 6:45. We shall see if they get extended or called off. But even if they are canceled, a flood watch will continue for this same area until 9 a.m. A flash flood warning, of course, is worse than a flood watch, but we've had a lot of rain, and more rain is a possibility. 50-50 chance for showers and storms today, and some of the storms could produce additional heavy rainfall. Otherwise, today mostly sunny. We'll have a high of 85 on this 4th of July. It's cloudy and 68 at KU.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week, Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia tells me how to run straight into a parked car head first.
It's like a beautiful ballet move.
Thank you. You just do it and hope that people laugh and hope that nothing breaks again.
Plus, I'll talk with the legendary country singer, Tanya Tucker. That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on KPR One.
Local communities for a future where people and nature thrive.
And this just in from the National Weather Service, the flash flood warning issued earlier for portions of our listening area will expire. It has expired. So that's good news. Floodwaters have receded. We'll keep an eye on the weather right here for you at Kansas Public Radio. Happy 4th of July.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. It's mostly sunny, 67 degrees here in Lawrence. We've got an update on the various flash flood warnings being issued left and right overnight. Here's what's happening now. A flash flood warning has been extended until 8:15 for a portion of our listening area, including Johnson County, southern Leavenworth, Wyandotte County, and northern Miami County. A flash flood warning issued earlier for a larger part of our listening area has been scaled back. So just to reiterate, currently a flash flood warning is in effect until 8:15 this morning for Johnson County, southern Leavenworth, Wyandotte, and northern Miami counties. That's a big portion of the KC metro area. In addition, the Weather Service says we have a 50% chance for additional showers and thunderstorms, which could produce additional heavy rainfall. Otherwise, today it should be mostly sunny. We'll have a high of 85 degrees. It's mostly sunny in Lawrence and 68, Topeka sunny and 69, and in Manhattan, sunny and 68 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
From all of us here at Kansas Public Radio, we wish you a safe and happy Independence Day. It's 6:51. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Happy Independence Day. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Flash flood warnings continue from now until 8:15 for Johnson County, southern Leavenworth, Wyandotte County, and northern Miami County. We have a 50-50 chance for additional showers and storms today. Additional heavy rainfall is possible. Later today, mostly sunny and a high of 85 degrees.
Good morning. It's Independence Day.
From NPR News, the White House.
In the UK, polls are open for a...
That's about a 40% higher than where we were at the same point last summer. But this June was a little hotter than last.
Catherine Davis-Young reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. Flash flood warnings remain in effect until 8:15 this morning for Johnson County, southern Leavenworth, Wyandotte County, and northern Miami County. We have a 50% chance for additional showers and storms, which could produce additional heavy rainfall. A Kansas Democrat running for Congress is defying her own party's platform, which supports transgender women playing in women's sports. Zane Irwin has more.
Nancy Boyda won the state's second congressional district in 2006. Now seeking re-election, she says transgender girls and women should not compete in girls and women's school sports. Bob Beatty, a political science professor at Washburn University, says the stance might help Boyda in the Republican-leaning district. But other issues like the economy, abortion, and immigration might matter more.
The transgender issue gets attention drastically disproportionate to how important most voters think it is when they cast votes.
Democratic primary challenger Matt Kleinman says school sports is a local issue. There are also five Republicans running for the seat. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach is telling Kansas school districts not to enforce a new rule that prevents discrimination against transgender students. A federal judge has sided with Kobach and blocked the rule from taking effect. The rule would have barred discrimination against transgender students at schools and colleges that receive federal funding. The judge said the new rule would have allowed biological male students into girls' and women's locker rooms. The decision blocks the federal rule from taking effect in Kansas and several other states that were part of the lawsuit. Western Kansas has the highest concentration of cattle in the state, and the animals can be sensitive to extreme heat. Prolonged exposure to high temperatures can cause heat stress. Just 2 years ago, the state saw heat kill more than 1,000 head of cattle. Kansas State University is warning that the heat in southwest Kansas will affect animal comfort, and temperatures may only get worse this summer. Will Miloszowski is livestock instructor at Seward County Community College and says extreme weather can hurt the livelihoods of western Kansans.
As those businesses struggle, those communities around them will struggle, whether it be layoffs, you know, if hey, we're losing too many cattle, we're not making this sustainable.
Miloszowski says ranchers need to monitor their herds and provide access to shade and extra water, but he says feedlots will have a harder time providing those amenities. June's tax collections in Kansas were higher than expected. Total tax collections last month came in at $1.03 billion. That's $24 million more than the estimate, or 2.4% more. The Kansas Department of Revenue reports this week that total tax collections are up 3.9% from June of last year. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2, the final score. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from...
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Some weather information to pass along. A flash flood warning continues until 8:15 this morning for a portion of the Kansas City metro area, Johnson County, southern Leavenworth, Wyandotte County, and northern Miami County. Again, a flash flood warning in effect until 8:15 for Johnson, Leavenworth, Wyandotte, and Miami counties. And more rain could be on the way. The Weather Service says we have a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. Some of those storms could produce additional heavy rainfall. Otherwise, today, just mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Here in Lawrence, it's sunny and 68. Topeka, sunny and 70. Manhattan, mostly sunny, 69. In Chanute, a cloudy sky, 73. And in Emporia, cloudy skies, 70 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
If you are a KPR listener member, or even a sustaining member, we just want to say thanks. Thanks for supporting our efforts to bring you news, weather, information, entertainment, music. We've been going strong since 1952, largely thanks to people like you who support our efforts. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio, and thanks for pledging to KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Nature Conservancy, working across...
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host on this 4th of July. All Things Considered from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers.
A flash flood warning remains in effect for the Kansas City metro area. Further details on the weather coming up after these news headlines from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Flash flood warnings continue for the Kansas City metro area this morning. A flash flood warning is in effect until 8:15 for Johnson County, Southern Leavenworth, Wyandotte County, and Northern Miami County, as well as the adjacent counties in Missouri. The Weather Service says we have a 50% chance for rain and thunderstorms today. I should say additional showers and storms. And some could produce additional heavy rainfall. Otherwise, a mostly sunny sky is in order. We'll have a high of 85 degrees. A Kansas business executive has pleaded guilty to illegally exporting sensitive American aviation technology to Russian companies in violation of U.S. sanctions. 56-year-old Douglas Edward Robertson of Olathe is the second Kansas businessman to plead guilty to the charges. Robertson entered his plea this week in U.S. District Court in Kansas City, Kansas. His sentencing will be in October. He's facing up to 65 years in prison. Western Kansas has the highest concentration of cattle in the state, but as Kalen Moore reports, K-State University says temperatures in that part of the state will exceed animal comfort levels this summer.
Cattle are easily prone to heat stress, which can affect their milk production and productivity, or even cause mass death. Feedlots are financial lifelines for some western Kansas communities, but the radiant heat from dirt and concrete makes their environment more dangerous for cattle than pastures. Will Milishowski, livestock instructor at Seward County Community College, says heat waves can be bad for the beef industry.
They still put a lot of money into those smaller towns and small communities. So when business is bad for them, it can also be bad for the smaller towns as well.
To avoid significant loss, ranchers need to provide adequate shade and extra water, as well as air movement for the cattle. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
In the National Women's Soccer League, the Kansas City Current will try to extend its unbeaten streak this Saturday night against the Orlando Pride, which is also undefeated.
The first place Current have 10 wins and 5 ties. The Pride will take an identical record into their match at CPKC Stadium in Kansas City. Current coach Vlatko Andonovsky says everyone recognizes the marquee matchup.
It's arguably the most important game or the biggest game, but it's not. The final is the biggest game. You know, hopefully we get to the final and now that's the one that will matter the most.
The National Women's Soccer League has just announced that the league's title match will be decided in Kansas City on November 23rd, regardless of the teams that make it to the big match. I'm Greg Eklund.
And the Royals beat the Rays 4-2 yesterday in Kansas City. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla News.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Happy Independence Day. A flash flood warning continues until 8:15 this morning for the Kansas City metro area. including Johnson County, Southern Leavenworth, Wyandotte County, and Northern Miami County, as well as the adjacent counties in Missouri. The Weather Service says we have about a 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms today, and some could produce additional heavy rainfall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies are expected as we warm up to around 85 degrees for our afternoon high. Tonight, humid with a low of 63, and tomorrow it should be sunny with a high of 83 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 69 degrees at the KPR studios. In Topeka, sunny and 70. Manhattan is mostly sunny and 69. Kansas City, a flash flood warning in effect, 71 degrees in KC. In Chanute, cloudy skies this morning, 74. And in Emporia, it's sunny and 70 degrees. Coming up in less than 7 minutes, we'll have the business news report from the Marketplace Morning Report staff. It's 7:44, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor for Standards.
Happy 4th of July. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio. A flash flood warning continues for the Kansas City metro area until 8:15. This flood warning, flash flood warning, includes Johnson County, Southern Leavenworth, Wyandotte County, and Northern Miami County. More rain and thunderstorms are possible today, about a 50% chance, and some could produce additional heavy rainfall. Otherwise, it should be mostly sunny today. We'll have a high around 85 degrees. Tonight, humid with a low of 63. Perhaps we shall dry out tomorrow. Sunny skies on Friday, high of 83. And at this point, no precipitation in the Friday forecast. Next chance for rain after today will come Saturday night, Sunday, and Sunday night, when there's about a 40 to 60% chance of showers. Here at the University of Kansas, we have a mostly sunny sky. Right now, it's 69 degrees. In Topeka, 70. Kansas City, 71. Chanute with a cloudy sky, 74. And in Emporia, sunny and 71 degrees. Business news is up next on the Marketplace Morning Report.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, with services online on YouTube and in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for community building, worship, and music. Information at firstpreslawrence.org.
President Biden heads to Wisconsin tomorrow for a rally in Madison, where he will be joined by Governor Tony Evers after he's scheduled to talk to ABC's George Stephanopoulos. You're listening to NPR News.
Good morning and happy Independence Day. This is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer. A flash flood warning continues until 8:15 for the Kansas City metro area, including Johnson, Leavenworth, Wyandotte, and Miami counties. And additional rain is a possibility, 50-50 chance for showers and storms today, which could produce additional rainfall. A Kansas Democrat running for Congress is defying her party's platform, which supports transgender women playing in women's sports. Zane Irwin has more.
Nancy Boyda won the state's second congressional district in 2006. Now seeking re-election, she says transgender girls and women should not compete in girls and women's school sports. Bob Beatty, a political science professor at Washburn University, says the stance might help Boyda in the Republican-leaning district. But other issues like the economy, abortion, and immigration might matter more.
The transgender issue gets attention drastically disproportionate to how important most voters think it is when they cast votes.
Democratic primary challenger Matt Kleinman says school sports is a local issue. There are also five Republicans running for the seat. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach is telling Kansas school districts not to enforce a new federal rule that prevents discrimination against transgender students. A federal judge has sided with Kobach and blocked the rule from taking effect. The rule would have barred discrimination against transgender students at schools and colleges that receive federal funding. The judge says the new rule would have allowed biological male students into girls' and women's locker rooms. The decision blocks the federal rule from taking effect in Kansas and several other states that were part of the lawsuit. In the National Women's Soccer League, the Kansas City Current will try to extend its unbeaten streak Saturday night against the Orlando Pride, which is also undefeated so far this season. Greg Eklund has more.
The first-place Current have 10 wins and 5 ties. The Pride will take an identical record into their match at CPKC Stadium in Kansas City. Current coach Vlatko Andonovsky says everyone recognizes the marquee matchup.
It's arguably the most important game or the biggest game, but it's not. The final is the biggest game. You know, hopefully we get to the final, and that's the one that will matter the most.
The National Women's Soccer League has just announced that the league's title match will be decided in Kansas City on November 23rd, regardless of the teams that make it to the big match. I'm Greg Eklund.
And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. Same two teams are scheduled to play again tonight in Kansas City.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
NPR News.
Your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Well, we've got some good news on the weather front. The flash flood warnings issued earlier for the Kansas City metro area have been allowed to expire. They have been replaced with a regular old flood warning. So, not a flash flood warning, which is worse, but a regular flood warning, which is not great. Obviously, we want to remind you, motorists should never attempt to drive around barricades or drive a vehicle through a flooded area. But the flood warning for the Kansas City metro area will continue for several hours anyway. The flash flood warning is over. Now, more rain could be coming. A 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms for the KPR listening area today, and some of these storms could produce additional heavy rainfall. Try to keep an eye on the weather for you here at KPR. Aside from the potential rain, it should be mostly sunny. We'll have a high of 85. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, high of 83. Saturday will be sunny and hot with a high of 88. And on Saturday night, chance for another round of showers and storms. Saturday night has a 40% chance. Sunday, 50% chance. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Our news.
The journey begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson is your host from 3 to 7 today here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Wheatfields Bakery and Cafe, featuring artisan breads baked daily in a wood-fired oven, breakfast and dessert pastries, as well as breakfast and lunch. Located at 904 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence, online at wheatfieldsbakery.com.
We have about a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Most of us will wind up with a high in the mid-80s.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A federal judge in Milwaukee says he's considering a protest group's request to be able to march closer to the main building of the Republican National Convention later this month. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM reports.
The coalition to march on the RNC took the city of Milwaukee and U.S. Secret Service to court Wednesday. At issue, the government's plan to keep a July 15th march that could draw thousands of people several blocks from the GOP convention. Coalition attorney Tim Muth of the ACLU says the march should be within sight and sound of the convention hall.
The coalition isn't called the Coalition to March at the same time as the RNC. It's the Coalition to March on the RNC, and they have that right to do that.
Milwaukee officials say the alternative route they're offering would be close to an area for the news media. Judge Brett Ludwig says he'll try to issue a ruling within a few days. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
Festivities are being held across the nation today to celebrate the 4th of July. In Washington, D.C., President Biden and the First Lady are kicking off the holiday with a barbecue with active duty military service members and their families. Tonight, they'll host a celebration on the National Mall. This is NPR News in Washington.
And this is KPR News in Lawrence. I'm Jay Schaefer. A Kansas business executive has pleaded guilty to illegally exporting sensitive American aviation technology to Russian companies in violation of U.S. sanctions. 56-year-old Douglas Edward Robertson of Olathe is the second Kansas business exec to plead guilty to the charges. He entered his plea this week in U.S. District Court in Kansas City, Kansas. His sentencing will be in October. A Kansas Democrat running for Congress is defying her own party's platform, which supports transgender women playing in women's sports. Zane Irwin reports.
Nancy Boyda won the state's second congressional district in 2006. Now seeking re-election, she says transgender girls and women should not compete in girls and women's school sports. Bob Beatty, a political science professor at Washburn University, says the stance might help Boyda in the Republican-leaning district. But other issues like the economy, abortion, and immigration might matter more.
The transgender issue gets attention drastically disproportionate to how important most voters think it is when they cast votes.
Democratic primary challenger Matt Kleinman says school sports is a local issue. They're all steep. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Western Kansas has the highest concentration of cattle in the state, and the animals can be sensitive to extreme heat. Prolonged exposure to high temperatures can cause heat stress. Just 2 years ago, Kansas saw heat kill more than 1,000 head of cattle. Kansas State University is warning that the heat in the southwest part of the state will affect animal comfort, and temperatures will only get worse this summer. Will Miloshowski is a livestock instructor at Seward County Community College and says extreme weather can hurt the livelihoods of western Kansans.
As those businesses struggle, those communities around them will struggle, whether it be layoffs, you know, if hey, we're losing too many cattle, we're not making this sustainable.
Miloshowski says ranchers need to monitor their herds and provide access to shade and extra water. But he says feedlots will have a harder time providing those amenities. In the National Women's Soccer League, the Kansas City Current will try to extend its unbeaten streak Saturday night against the Orlando Pride, which is also undefeated. The Women's Soccer League announced this week that the league's title match will be decided in Kansas City on November 23rd, regardless of the teams that make it to the big match. But the Kansas City Current is a favorite at this point. In baseball, the Royals defeated the Rays 4-2 the final. This is KPR News.
This is Morning Edition from...
It's at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by Handbell Choir, Mass Choir Singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
Good morning and happy Independence Day. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We have about a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms today, which could produce additional heavy rainfall. The flash flood warnings are over. The flood warnings continue for the Kansas City metro area. We should all wind up with a mostly sunny sky this afternoon and a high of 85 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 83. And on Saturday, sunny and hot, a high of 88. Right now, it's sunny and 72 at KU.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week, Caitlin Olsen, the legendary country singer, Tanya Tucker. That's on the next Bullseye for MaximumFun.org and NPR.
The next Bullseye, 11 o'clock Saturday morning on KPR 1.
Lounge.com.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us on this 4th of July. We've got great classical music coming up for you this morning on KPR 1. Music, of course, infused with a patriotic theme. Stick around for Cordelia Brown and the classics from 9 to noon this morning on KPR 1. On KPR 2, news from the BBC.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Leila Faldin. To celebrate the 4th of July, we asked newly naturalized citizens about what it means for them to be an American.
I love these stories. Our producer, Katie Klein.
This is NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia. You'll find all of our frequencies online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
Coming up following Morning Edition on KPR 1, some all-American music by Randall Thompson, using seven poems by Robert Frost. After 10 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, it's the Grand Canyon Suite, a festive overture on the Star-Spangled Banner. And we'll listen to the Fifth Symphony by Jim Barnes, plus Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. Cordelia Brown has the patriotic classics this morning from 9 to noon on KPR 1. If you're listening to us on KPR 2, we will bring you news from the BBC, including an update on the elections in Great Britain. That's on KPR 2. You'll find the program schedules for KPR and KPR 2 online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
It's sunny and 72 at KU.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for being here on this 4th of July. It's about a minute before 9 o'clock. The latest news from NPR is coming up next. And then stick around for a patriotic morning. Cordelia Brown will bring us all-American music by Randall Thompson, using seven poems by Robert Frost. Also this morning, the Grand Canyon Suite, a festive overture on the Star-Spangled Banner, and the Fifth Symphony by Jim Barnes. The classics coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
A 50% chance for showers and storms today. Some of these storms could produce additional heavy rainfall. Otherwise, just mostly sunny skies, a high of 85 degrees. Tomorrow it'll be sunny with a high of 83. Saturday, sunshine, hot weather, high of 88. The next chance for precipitation after today will come Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday. Right now, mostly sunny and 72 at KU. In Topeka, cloudy and 72. Manhattan, 71. Kansas City, still under a flood warning, 73 degrees in KC. Chanute with sunny skies and 78. In Emporia this morning, it's cloudy, 73. This is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Hezbollah launched a barrage of rockets and drones from southern Lebanon into northern Israel this morning. That's in response to Israel's killing of a top Hamas leader. NPR's Jane Arraf has more from Beirut.
Hezbollah said it fired drones and more than 200 rockets in retaliation for an Israeli attack near the city of Tyre and strikes on other southern villages. It said a senior field commander, Mohammed Nasser, was killed Wednesday in the attack near Tyre. On Thursday, Beirut residents heard sonic booms from what Lebanese state media have said is ongoing intimidation by Israeli fighter jets flying over the capital. Hezbollah, which controls the border area, is among a group of Iran-backed militias in Lebanon, Iraq, and Yemen that have been fighting Israel since the war in Gaza began last October. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Beirut.
As part of an effort to shore up support for his reelection campaign, President Biden and Vice President Harris met with 25 Democratic governors last night at the White House. NPR's Tamara Keith reports that meeting came amid calls from some Democrats and political donors for Biden to step aside.
Most of the governors joined virtually, but 11 of them came to the White House, including several who were on hypothetical shortlists to replace Biden, should he choose to bow out. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said Biden is in it to win it.
The president has always had our backs. We're going to have his back as well.
Minnesota's Tim Walz said the Democratic governors and Biden all want victory in November. And when asked, he said Biden is fit to serve.
What we saw in there today was a guy who is the guy that all of us believed in the first time who could beat Donald Trump and did beat Donald Trump.
Moore said it was a candid conversation about the political fallout from Biden's bad debate performance. But governors don't have time for hand-wringing. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Hurricane Beryl is engulfing the Cayman Islands with heavy rains and roaring winds despite being downgraded to a Category 3 storm. Power is out in some areas. John Doobie is the director of the Cayman Islands Red Cross. He spoke with the BBC about how the island has been preparing.
We've been working with volunteers and trying to get them deployed to each of the shelters with their shelter kits, with their first aid bags, and just to make sure that they're settled in. And that's our main focus for the day. In addition, we also work with other agencies to make sure that our vulnerable seniors are taken care of. And if they needed space in the shelter, then we'll make sure they get there.
At least 8 deaths are blamed on the storm. Beryl is expected to impact Mexico and South Texas this weekend. Wall Street is closed today in observance of the 4th of July holiday. Yesterday, both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 closed at fresh records. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A dairy worker in Colorado has confirmed case of avian flu. John Daly from Colorado Public Radio reports it's the 4th case associated with an ongoing outbreak of the virus in dairy cows and the first in that state.
The person reported eye symptoms only and has recovered. The CDC says it's been watching influenza surveillance systems closely and there's been no sign of unusual influenza activity in people. Dr. Lee Newman, a pulmonologist at the Colorado School of Public Health, says the risk of contracting bird flu is very low.
But it's there, especially among workers. For workers, there should be education of workers about the signs and the symptoms. There should be protections for them to be able to take the time off to recover from that if they become sick.
A dairy worker in Texas and 2 in Michigan also had confirmed cases of the virus. About 1/4 of Colorado's dairy herds have been quarantined after positive tests for the avian flu since this spring. For NPR News, I'm John Daly.
General Motors will pay more than $145 million in penalties to the federal government because some 6 million of its older vehicles don't comply with federal emissions and fuel economy standards. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it affects certain GM vehicles from the 2012 through 2018 model years. Now, that penalty comes after testing by the EPA showed that the GM pickup trucks and SUVs emitted over 10% more carbon dioxide on average than GM's initial compliance testing claimed. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
Other contributors include Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, designed with melatonin for occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep naturally. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. This is NPR.
Christopher Parketing, guitarist on Kansas Public Radio for the Emperor's Hymn. Franz Josef Haydn used that in his string quartet in C major from Opus 76. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Next we'll have the Telemann Viola Concerto, and then some All-American music by Randall Thompson and Robert Frost. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's Stephen Shingles, violist with the Academy, for the Georg Philipp Telemann Viola Concerto in G major on KPR.